Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you feel like getting a snack right now? Maybe more than a snack, maybe an entire full-blown meal. Well, are you always hungry? Are you always looking for that next little morsel of food or thinking ahead to that next meal? Do you wake up in the morning just wanting to eat? Well, there are reasons why you are always hungry. Here we go. The first one, you're dehydrated. Mild dehydration is often masked as feelings of hunger, when really your body just needs fluids. This according to Alyssa Rumsey, RD, spokesperson for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. The confusion happens in the hypothalamus, the part of the brain that regulates both appetite and thirst. When dehydration sets in, wires get crossed in the hypothalamus, leading you to grab a bag of chips when you really need a bottle of water. Prevent it by staying on top of your fluid intake, starting with a glass of water first thing in the morning, advises Rumsey. If you feel hungry and you haven't drank much that day, try drinking a glass of water and waiting 15 to 20 minutes to see if your hunger subsides. So if you're trying to diet and you sneak down in the middle of the night and your significant other kind of catches you raiding the refrigerator, turn around and say, don't blame me, blame my hypothalamus, and see if they buy it. The next one, you're a restless sleeper. By the time you wake after a night of poor sleep, two hormones linked to appetite have already begun conspiring against you. Too little sleep can lead to surging levels of ghrelin, a hormone that stimulates appetite, as well as decreased levels of leptin, a hormone that causes feelings of fullness, again according to Rumsey. Lack of shut-eye on a regular basis makes you ravenous for another reason. After poor sleep, you're more likely to have serious fatigue and brain fog. We all know people that are like that even when they're not hungry, right? Your system, desperate for a shot of energy, triggers cravings for sugar carbs even if you're not actually hungry. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night and you'll get your energy level and hunger hormones back on track. Again, these are reasons why you may always be hungry. The next one, you load up on starchy carbs. Ever notice how one donut or cookie leaves you unable to resist eating another until the whole box is just crumbs? That's because it's your brain on starchy carbs. Simple carbs, the kind found in sugary white flour foods like pastries, crackers, and cookies, actually spike your blood sugar levels quickly, then leave them plunging soon after. Wow, this is kind of serious. That blood sugar plunge causes intense hunger for more sugary carbs and the cycle continues. Keep fluctuating blood sugar levels from sending you on a cravings roller coaster by avoiding simple carb foods as much as possible. Get your carb fix with a complex filling kind that contain lots of fiber. Almonds, apples, chia seeds, chia, and pistachios are healthy options that ward off hunger pangs. The next one, you're just a stress case. Who hasn't dealt with a high-pressure workday or relationship rough spot by giving into cravings for a pint of rocky road? But stress has a sneakier way of making you voracious. When you're tense, your system ramps up production of the stress hormones adrenaline and cortisol. Elevated levels of these hormones trick your system into thinking it's under attack and needs energy, so your appetite starts raging. Stress also reduces levels of the brain chemical serotonin, and that can make you feel hungry when you aren't. Consider it a case for making it to yoga class more often if you actually do yoga, or cranking up a soothing playlist on your commute home. You know, how easy is that? And we've talked about this here on the show before. Don't you love it when you go to your doctor with issues and you end up having high blood pressure or whatever, and he looks at you and says, oh, just simply reduce your stress level. And how difficult is that for your doctor to say that when he's making $850,000 a year, he's planning his summer vacation to Monte Carlo, and his biggest decision is, does he buy the Lexus or does he buy the Jaguar? Thanks, Doc. You live your life, I'll live mine. The next one, and again, these are reasons why you are always hungry. You drank too much alcohol. Dun, dun, dun. That pre-dinner cocktail or glass of wine meant to whet your appetite before dinner actually does just that, stimulating a feeling of hunger even if your stomach is full. A small study published in the journal Appetite backs this up, finding that people were more likely to consume foods higher in calories after drinking alcohol. And because booze dehydrates you, it can trick you into thinking you need more food when your body is really calling for water. Offset the effect by eating before you drink, and make sure to alternate your cocktails with water so you stay hydrated. That's not an interesting social situation, is that? Hey, Bill, you want another one? No, I'm just going to have water this time. I don't know. The next one, you need to eat more protein. It sounds counterintuitive, but piling your plate with more food, lean protein and healthy fats specifically, keeps hunger pangs at bay. Not only does protein stay in your stomach and promote feelings of fullness, it's been shown to have an appetite-suppressing effect. Aim for at least 46 grams of protein per day. The best sources: Greek yogurt, eggs, lean meat, and whole grains, which is the recommended daily allowance for women between 19 and 70. That's a long stretch of time. For men, it's 56 grams per day. The next one is, you just aren't eating enough fat. Really? Just like protein, unsaturated fat is also linked to feelings of satiety. When you're satisfied after a meal, you're more likely to listen to your hunger cues and not eat again until you are truly hungry. Add this heart-healthy, brain-boosting kind of fat to your meals in the form of oils, nuts, and seeds, and avocados. Experts recommend that adults limit their fat intake to 20 to 35% of their total daily calories. You skip meals. Do you skip meals? I guess lunch, right? Isn't lunch your breakfast? A lot of people, you know, skip breakfast. They're just out the door. Maybe you skip lunch if things get busy at work, but you're not supposed to. Here's why. Yet another reason why ghosting on breakfast or foregoing other meals throughout the day backfires on you. When you skip a meal and your stomach is empty for too long, it produces an uptick in the hunger hormone ghrelin, which ramps your appetite. Ghrelin also prompts the GI tract to expect food to come. Your levels are in overdrive, and so is your lust for food. When you finally give in, you're prone to a binge. As a general rule, try not to let more than 4 to 5 hours go by between meals. And even if you hate breakfast, eat something in the morning within an hour of waking up, like yogurt, peanut butter, and apple slices, or a soy milk smoothie. That makes me think of something. Do you remember on all those old TV shows, Bewitched, Leave It to Beaver? The men in the house never stopped for breakfast. Samantha and June, respectively, would cook up a breakfast, and down would come Darren or Ward, respectively, and say, "Sorry, honey, I'll grab something downtown on the way to the office." So they'll bypass the stack of pancakes and bacon and all those eggs that were there because they're going to grab a cruller on the way to work. When was the last time you heard the word cruller, folks? See? The next one. Here's the headline that catches my eye. You're bombarded by food porn. Hey now. Pinterest recipe boards, Facebook photos of your friends' lunches, late-night TV ads for takeout pizza. With images of food saturating our lives 24/7, it's no wonder so many of us are constantly craving the real thing. It makes you wonder. The connection between what we see and what we desire has been documented by science. A 2012 study from the journal Obesity found that just looking at food cranked up levels of ghrelin, the hunger hormone. Getting a whiff of food has a similar effect. Pleasant food aromas stimulate an involuntary physiological reaction. The mouth will salivate and the stomach will contract, mimicking hunger pangs. Of course, you can't totally eliminate the possibility of seeing or smelling food, but try limiting your exposure, say by skipping TV commercials and unfollowing food brands on Instagram. Okay, here's something I've always noticed. When I'm out and about, in any social situation, and I hear people talking about the Food Network or Rachel Ray and any of these shows where food is the focus, doesn't it always seem to be that the person can probably stand to lose a few pounds that's talking about those channels and shows and the like? See? It's very hard to just watch it and not want it. And you watch 30-minute meals and the Guy Fieri and all these people and all these things and Gordon Ramsay, and you see it, and there it is. And they play the seductive music. And it's very, I don't know, it's not that it's creepy, but it's very stimulating. It's very alluring, and you want that prune Danish in ways you never thought you wanted a prune Danish before. The other one is you're on certain meds. The same drugs you might be taking regularly to treat a health condition can also drive you to raid the refrigerator. Antidepressants like Zoloft and Paxil, as well as corticosteroids such as prednisone, are known to affect appetite. If you're on one of these prescriptions and feel hungry after a normal-sized meal, talk to your doctor to see if it's possible to switch to another drug. That's a very, very good point. You never realize what medications can do to your appetite. They can do a lot to your lifestyle and a lot to your overall health as well, but they really can affect your appetite. So if you are always hungry, one of these reasons could be why. So here's my suggestion to rid you of your hunger right now. During the break, go to the kitchen, go to the freezer, get out the ice cream, get out the hot fudge, get out the maraschino cherries, and make yourself a sundae. Your hunger will be gone. Dr. Kalecki says, you're welcome. What's also not good is getting yelled at by another member of the public. It happened to Christina Staffo and to little old me. We were commuting into the city to record something for this very same show, and we didn't realize that when we started talking on the train, we were in the wrong car to do so. We got yelled at, and we'll have the story. That's next. I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. After Tropical Storm Anna blew through Myrtle Beach, hope for better weather at these upcoming nationwide June biker hookup locations. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. May 29th through June 7th, Ohio Bike Week, Sandusky. Same week, different place. Hook up with a gentle, no loud pipe bikers at Lake George in upstate New York for the Americade Rally. 11th through the 14th, don't mess with the Republic of Texas Rally in Austin. California's Redwood Rally on June 12th, 13th through 21st, Laconia. June 25th, Harley Rendezvous in Pattersonville. Same weekend, Thunder Valley in Johnston, PA. Your chance to hook up with the peeps. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 15-time All-Star won 13 gold gloves at shortstop for the San Diego Padres and St. Louis Cardinals. He racked up over 2,400 hits and 500 stolen bases.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
So where is Ozzie Smith now? Ozzie was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2002, his first year on the ballot. In 2006, he released a children's book called Hello, Fred Bird, and he launched his own brand of salad dressing 2 years later. Ozzie auctioned off his gold glove collection for over $500,000 in 2012. Also that year, Ozzie rejoined the Cardinals as a special instructor.
I thank them for the opportunity to be able to come out here and put the uniform on again. And it's really like coming home, you know? Really is.
The Wizard, Ozzie Smith. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.